Welcome back to Going Over, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
That Vince Gill thing you were talking about?
Yep.
This is the only one I could find. I
apologize. Was Giamatti at the concert with his cell phone?
Right.
And recorded it?
apologize for the poor quality.
No, that's okay.
It's like you asked for it and Giamatti was like, oh, I was just there last night and I actually hit record. God. Okay, yeah, we're okay. I tweeted out a question. Tweeted out a question on the old Twitter. Of these five, which four would you most like to start for the STL Cardinals? Carpenter, Wong, Jerko, Voit, and DeYoung. Your thoughts are welcome. Either tweet at me at Joe Roderick or on our text line, 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-8255. So I sent this, or teased this yesterday, this question. Grove, I know, was saying he was looking through it and getting angry at it, at the numbers here. I don't have a full just list, but Rolling Stone does a lot better than a website like a Bleacher Report, where it's just every click. You have to go, they at least do 20 at a time, so you can get a good look through it. So, Andy, favorite movies of the 90s? Of the 90s, I think for the most part we can remember what some of the best movies were in the 90s. Grove, just right off the top of your head, your favorite movie of the 90s.
Oh, without a doubt, Clerks.
Okay, Andy?
Forrest Gump.
Okay, Giamatti?
Good Will Hunting.
I'm gonna go Con Air. Con Air's my top five.
Of course you would.
It's of in course. My top five!
Put the bunny back in the box.
That and Shawshank are my top five.
Oh, Shawshank's in my top five.
Yeah, in those top, in my top five, the only two movies from the 90s are Con Air and Shawshank. I actually have Shawshank right here on my screen. It came in at number 78.
Yeah, that's ridiculous right there.
And
Here's why. It did not do well at the theater.
But that's not the point of it. We're talking, in 2017, we're talking best movies of the 90s.
And that's number 78.
Yeah.
I mean, we all just agreed that Shawshank is really our number one, and then the movies that we just talked about are really our number two.
Clerks came in at number 99.
It's a shame.
Did you see, Grove, I know you looked through the list. Andy, I'm not sure how in-depth you looked through the
list. I did look at it. I would be surprised.
Grove, what numbers, what other ones made you upset? I know you're going to be mad at number 99 being Clerks.
I was pleasantly surprised it was on there. And unless I'm missing this, I actually sat there yesterday during the soccer show because that's what I do.
That.
I'm
what?
Sure they
what?
Did. Show, great show. Writing down my favorite movies of the 90s. Like, I'm looking it up. I had like a whole list of them. I mean, I grew up in the 90s, so a lot of these movies were relevant. And a lot of them stand true now. I like Forrest Gump. I won't say it's in my top five, but unless I miss it, was it not on the list?
I'm scrolling through right now. I'm just looking at 1 through 20.
Forrest Gump like was up for Best Picture. It has to be on the list.
I don't think it was on the list.
Really?
Yeah. I'm looking at it now and I'm like, Starship Troopers made the list. This has got.
I want a liter cola.
That was 2000 though.
Was Dogma in the 90s or is Dogma 2000?
Ooh, that might have been 2000. I think it was 99-2000. I don't know.
It was. Yeah, it's right there in that little window.
I know the other Kevin Smith movies, Chasing Amy and Mallrats, were 90s.
Yep.
Dogma is 99, so it would have been.
I mean, Dogma is also one of my so damn funny.
Dogma is a strong movie.
Was Goodfellas on the list?
Goodfellas, I believe, was on the list. I have it pulled up.
Goodfellas was number one overall.
Oh, all right, that sounds about right.
That makes sense.
I don't think Forrest Gump was on this list.
Hmm. How could Forrest Gump not be on the list?
Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio was 99. Or 100, I'm sorry. Casino, another strong one that you guys were just talking about.
Yeah,
great movie.
88. That was 88 on the list. I don't believe, unless, like I said, because it's, you know, it's not like I can just get the list and look at it and search. I have to scroll through and have, like, a little blurb on everything. But I am not Election with Reese Witherspoon and Matthew Broderick and Chris Klein. That was 81.
What? Okay.
Shawshank, he says 76. That's...
Really?
That's ridiculous.
76? Trombones led the big parade.
Music Man.
Yeah. Thanks.
That was great. Edward Scissorhands made that.
I know you were going through. It was, did you see any, did you see Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs, I believe, was in the top 20.
Okay.
I did see that on there. Like I said, Clueless was 61. Was Clueless...
Can you help me get this chair in my van?
Scream, 58.
What's wrong with Clueless?
Nothing's wrong with Clueless.
That's a great movie.
I don't know how to put
when
it.
She Forrest says,
Gump, not Clueless is, but I did like Clueless. 7, 56. That was a great flick.
What's in the box?
Okay.
What's in the box?
Now, this is Babe, Pig in the City. Is
great
55.
Movie.
Wait.
This is Babe 2.
Babe 2 was the 55th best movie of the 90s, according to the Rolling Stone.
With the great James Cromwell.
Ahead of Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, ahead of Shawshank Redemption. Ahead of Clerks. Ahead of Clueless. Casino.
Babe.
South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut. That was good. That was 51. LA Confidential, 50.
Cow's Mount. Cow's.
No.
Shut your face.
Stop quoting South Park. Especially a movie. Stop.
Licking.
No, I'm telling you to stop right now.
Stop.
I think we've got bump rejoin music for this segment.
Oh my God.
No.
Can you play Uncle? Do you have an edited version of Uncle?
No.
I could try
now.
you could probably play Blame Canada.
No, yeah, no, I still, no, still, no, I'm just,
the Robin Williams
I am saying, you know
Oscar.
What,
hey, as the
I am making the executive decision here
that we can't play Uncle,
that we cannot play any rejoin music that aired on South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Big Lebowski, 31.
I am saying no to that. The fact that I even have to say no to that angers me.
It was up for
God.
It was up for a dang Oscar.
It was 3-6 Mafia, and they won.
It's hard out here for a pimp. Matrix 15,
Matrix,
Boogie
sorry.
Nights.
Oh, Matrix is strong.
Here, do you want me to give you the top 10 real quick?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Okay. Well, the number 11 was Groundhog Day. Here we go. Number 10, The Piano, 1993.
It would
number...
be funny if you would have just like, kept going back and saying number 11 was Groundhog Day.
It's could haves and should haves. That was yesterday. Could have, should have.
Today's a big day for National Day, too, so I'm looking forward to that coming up in a few minutes.
Is it the one I think?
I think so, yeah.
Number 9, Chungking Express. The Chungking Express, which was in 1994. You only need to watch War Car Wyatt's. You've never heard
what
it.
What in the hell is that?
I don't. 8, Malcolm X. 7 is Slacker. 6 is Close Up, which was in 1990.
Who's in Close Up?
Close Up is, as I scroll here, Awakening Western Eyes to a Global Strain of Sympathy that Knew No Borders. Iran's Abbas Kiarostami was the art house discovery of the 1990s, a tender-hearted humanist who gave life to the reductive politics of the day. Kicking off the decade, he would come to dominate it looks like a documentary.
If Billy Madison is not number 2 on this list,
Billy
this
Madison
list
was in
malarkey.
The 90s, I believe.
Huh.
Number 5 was Pulp Fiction. 4, Silence of the Lambs. 3, it was Safe. 2 was Hoop Dreams. Not the best sports movie of the 90s. I'm sorry. I think that's a bit overrated.
Well, it was Major League 2. It was Major League 2 is the best sports movie.
That's a strong play. I would go Sandlot. Or League of Their Own. Goodfellas. Or Mighty Ducks.
No crying. Are you crying?
It does
no
not believe Forrest Gump is on this list. Which, again, not my favorite. But I don't know how you do a best movies. Because when I think movies of the 90s, that was one of the top.
It's an iconic 90s film.
Right. Top 3 movies on this list, haven't seen any of them.
Con Air? Oh, you haven't seen Goodfellas? And
Haven't seen Goodfellas.
Hoop, you never saw Hoop Dreams?
Haven't seen Hoop Dreams.
That shocked
haven't seen,
me.
What was number three on that list?
It was, so much I remember. It was Safe in 1995.
Yeah. No clue what that
never
is.
Heard of that.
Have you seen The Departed?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I've seen The Departed. So okay. There you go. Rolling Stone came out with that. Nice little summer clickbait.
I can't believe
for,
that
for people.
Rolling Stone.
Babe, Pig in the City.
Rolling Stone
ranked
put
higher than
art house films in the top 10.
Then Shawshank.
That's ridiculous.
It's coming up on 11 o'clock. We have Tanner Law's Grover's Corner coming up after this.
Archview Floors wants you to keep them in mind.